Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is October 6th, and the Yankees have taken Game 1 from the Rays in the ALDS. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Recaps galore and weekly awards. Stat lines, steaming hot takes. Your Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. Thank you for everyone that is joining us today. My name is Jimmy. Sitting next to me is Jake. We got Bug Dude in the corner. And we are in the Roosevelt Studios in the Bronx. That's RSVLTS.com/JohnBoy. 20% off if you use code JohnBoy. They got a bunch of fun shirts, bunch of Yankee shirts, bunch of baseball shirts. Yankees have taken game one. They put up a 9 spot on the Rays. 4 on Cole, 4 on Snell, 5 on John Curtis in the bullpen. They hit 4 home runs. 4 home runs were hit. All around, just a great game. A lot of things worked out well. A lot of the correct buttons were pushed, and it was a good time. Jake, I'll throw it to you, but first, I have to thank all of our most recent patrons for the support. They are bringing you this episode. William Kuhnberger, Liam Wiley, Lance Hepper, Marley Brackett, Kevin Ray, Austin Harris, Aaron Lorenzo, Christian Sanders, Anna Dudas, Ben, Devin Cerna, Jacqueline Grotzen, Isaac Sutton, Ryan King, Rich, Christian Scott, Kara, Ryan Keenan, Giordano, and Araya. Thank you very much to those people. It's patreon.com/talkingyanks. You get to watch live when we record. We have a ton of people in the chat right now watching with us. Love you all. We had a ton of people in the live stream watching us during the full game. Jake, how you feeling right now? Midnight?
James, I'm feeling good. We're still in the Roosevelt studio. We've been here for the past 3 weeks. No, but it's great. And I'm good, man. I'm good. I think, we ran real high. We were in a tight playoff game for a little bit. I mean, Cole went down. Yanks punched back. And, I mean, then we're in a one-run game for a while. And then the Yanks blow the lid off. And, I mean, it's kind of peak exhaustion. Like, we did it. Let it out. Have some fun. Enjoy it. And, if you start going towards tomorrow, you know, things get a little more real, but I'm going to enjoy it for now. I'm going to sleep on it. The offense is just tough. They're winning at bats. They're winning at pitches. They're grinding. The power is crazy. And, yeah, man, they're also, again, it goes overlooked because you can, and it's kind of like, you know, the best umpire is an umpire that goes unnoticed. The Yankees' defense and clean baseball goes unnoticed, which, again, has been an Achilles heel. Couple close moments there that, again, you know, this was a one-run game for 8 innings. So happy the Yankees are playing clean baseball. And, you know, there's a lot of bright spots. So feeling good. Going to enjoy it. And I think tomorrow we're going to be back in it heavy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the rule. You enjoy the win. As soon as they drop lineups tomorrow, we get back into, okay, this series is still up for grabs. The Rays are just as in it as we are. Yeah. But for now, I mean, we get to enjoy it because the Yankees won and the Rays did not. That's a fact. Yankees are better in the series right now. They've started the series better. It's a fact. And they did it. They didn't, like, you know, squeeze a one-run win out. Like, in the end, they fucking banged them up.
They've been
nine spot.
If you've been watching on the live stream with us, awesome. We thank you and we love you. It's an event. It's kind of wild. The Yankees have been doing so many things that, like, if we made a checklist of 10 reasonable things you'd want going into a baseball game, I mean, they're hitting, like, 8 out of 10. Like, they scored in the first inning. Sac fly. I mean, they hit a bunch of homers, which, okay, I don't know how you could put that on your list. One of those, they got insurance runs in the biggest form you can.
You need, those were, like, much needed.
The bullpen, like, Chad Green and Zach Britton held high leverage innings. Gerrit Cole, although he didn't have his A stuff and he got knocked around, he gave us two very important innings after that when the Yankees regained the lead. And, again, I think those innings, as this playoff series goes on, are going to be very important. So the Yankees did a lot of good today. I mean, up and down the lineup, there's not a lot of guys that didn't contribute. Every starter got a hit.
Oh, my God. Chris Sabalchio in the chat. Yeah. I don't want to make a lot of stable jokes. I'm saving them. I'm putting him in the chamber.
Sure.
And if and when the Yankees win the series, I'm unloading them. I've said that on the live chat.
Yeah.
But he just said that Curtis doesn't come in another close game anymore. And he said, motherfucker's glue now.
Yeah.
And, like, if we start calling the Rays stable the glue factory, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we still have to get there.
Still have to win. I know. I'm putting in the memory bank.
We still have to get there. I was tempted to add jokes like that to the Burns. I mean, Curtis, I think, is their second-to-last guy they want to use out of their pen. And he has, like, a 180 RA in the season. The last guy is their rookie top prospect, McClanahan, who the boys then embarrassed after that. So, feel good, enjoy it, and let's.
And let's. You want to burn it?
I think so.
All right. Let's get to the burn. Game one of the American League Divisional Series. Yankees versus Rays. Cole versus Snell. On your mark. Get set. Burn, Jakey, burn.
Garrett, I see you winding and grinding up on that Cole versus Blake. What's that, Snell? In an all-important ALDS game one. Top one, hicks me with your best shot. Sack fly for Aaron gets the Yankees on the board. But bottom one, hey, Rosnarena. Oh, tied at one after Randy goes yard in the third. Really like your peaches, wanna shake your tree. The Georgia peach himself, Clint Frazier. No diggity, no doubt. Yanks go up 2-1. What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he G-Man Choi? Owns Garrett yet again as he goes deep fly to center. Rays are up 3-2, top five. Higgy, 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 can't you see? Your moonshot just hypnotized me. Hickster bomb, and Judge goes all Prince of Bel Air as he tells Blake, yo, Snell you later. It's 4-3, Yanks. Cole didn't have his best stuff. Six innings pitched, three earned runs, 8K. Strong final two innings. And the Yankees thoroughbreds Chad and Britton held strong while the Rays horses in the back needed a little more Nas to finish off this one. Giancarlo, let the rhythm take you over, Giancarlo. Grand Salami to end it. Cole to Chad to Zach to Sessa. Yanks take game one, 9-3 final.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of your more involved burns in a while, I feel. That was good stuff. A
lot of songs. A lot of songs.
Can you sing the Georgia Peach song again?
Yeah. I mean, really like your peaches, wanna shake your tree.
That's just a good song.
Love it, dovey.
Yeah, you do it well, too. All the time. That's good stuff.
I'm a lover.
You keep going.
Yeah, heard that song a lot on the radio growing up.
Man, great stuff, Jake.
BBD was the, I said, while the Rays horses in the back need a little more Nas to finish that one. That was kind of an energy drink and a little Nas X joke.
Ah, yeah.
Horses, so.
fucking all of everything.
Yeah.
Gonna take that horse to the hotel room. I'm gonna fuck my horse. All right, where do you want to start?
Yes. Let's do Garrett first and kind of get it out of the way.
Awards?
I always forget. I think we do Pride, and then you guys like are baiting me into MF-er and these playoff wins, and it just doesn't make sense to me.
But do we do any? Do we talk about the game a little? Like, a lot of Boone's decisions were really good. I think that's the only non-award stuff. Like,
yeah,
starting Clint versus Snell. We said in the pregame show, this is the only way you're going to get Clint mentally back into the series. He handled sitting in the wild card really well. He's handled everything really well this season.
Yeah.
Start him versus Snell because you sell the lefty thing. You tell him Guardy's going to come in when they go to a righty. Just be ready, but you're going to get your at-bats. And he hits a bomb in his first at-bat. So I love that button was pushed, and now they both exist in this series. Clint's a part of the playoffs now. I like that.
And, you know, you hope the playoffs either go on for the Yankees, or if you see any left-handed pitchers, Clint Frazier is now a factor. And it kind of worked out perfectly, right? They had a sidewinding righty for the third at-bat, so you don't have to hurt Clint's feelings. It's not like really a toss-up. It's like, hey, it's a sidewinding righty. We're towards the end of the game where, you know, we're going to put in our defensive guys anyways. It's kind of a win-win. That move worked out perfectly. They intentionally walked G-Man.
That was a good move.
That was a big moment of the game. That was runners on first and third.
I want to hear the press conferences and see, watch it again, because you and I both caught it on the stream. After he was 2-0, Cole looked to the dugout. Like,
what are we doing?
Can I just walk this dude?
Everyone knows we shouldn't do this. And that was...
It was a base open, and this dude crushes me. And then Matt Blake comes to the pitching mound. I wonder what the conversation was. If Cole wanted to attack him and they had to tell him not to, it seemed to me like Cole was like, I don't want to pitch this guy.
I think they executed it kind of perfectly, and we were kind of on it. I mean, you bounce to if he gets involved in them. You know, you start something. He didn't. It's 2-0, and this guy just kills you. Like, I know G-Man Choi is kind of a... average baseball player. Like, he could put some good swings on balls, whatever. But against Garrett Cole, you have to treat him like he's prime Barry Bonds, because that's literally how he hits him, if not better. So you go to 2-0. He looks towards the dugout. Matt Blake comes out. They walk him. And then it's Manny Margot. And Cole goes to work. So that decision paid off. And then the other thing that was kind of... a little nervous. They take Luke Voit out, which, again, is kind of, you know, we did that in the Cleveland game, and Boone said he kind of regretted it. But the Yankees had a plan. They stuck to it. They brought in Zach Britton, who's 75% ground balls. So they had DJ go to first, Tyler Wade at second. First swing, first pitch, it's G-Man. Grounds out to second where Tyler Wade is now.
Easy play. The next play is a nice play that Wade makes.
Yeah.
I still do think the better defensive lineup is Wade at short, DJ at second, and Voit at first, but that they're not going to do that to Young Labor.
No. But and when you add in Foot stuff, it kind of all comes to the formula, I think.
I think so. He was limping a little bit after his double. The other move, I think that I don't have this on confirmation that they did this, but it sure seemed like it to me, is that they told Cole, hey, this is your last inning.
Yeah.
Go empty it.
Yeah,
because we saw him throwing 99, 98. We saw him staring at guys. We saw him pitching like a guy who knew he didn't have to save anything. And, you know, maybe, you know, to me, I think what I like is if they did tell him that, like, go empty the tank, Chad's got the seventh.
Yeah,
that's what it seemed to me. Like, obviously, I don't know. I'm just guessing and inferring and stuff. But that's what it seemed. And if that's the case, I like it because I like the way Cole looked. That was the best inning he looked.
Yeah,
that was, like, the most dialed in he looked. So I like that move. And then, yeah, leaving Hagee in. Like, they could have pinch hit him after Cole came out, but they let him in. He did have a home run and a hit, so why would you?
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think the phrase you were using, it's normally like a pitcher's phrase, but it works just as good for the catcher here. Like, it's Higgy's game. Like, you know, if it was tied or maybe the Yanks are down one, you got to have some conversations. But you're up. Higgy hit a homer. And at that point, we talked about Guardy coming in for defense / pinch hit. You know, it was the eighth inning, I think. Or was it even the ninth? He was leading off the ninth, right?
Yeah.
So at that point, you'd be giving Gary one at bat, and then, you know, you take Higgy out from behind the plate, and Gary's been cold all night. Like, you know, there's not a great recipe there, especially if you plan on Chapman coming in and the, you know, the new splitter and Gary, all that, blah, blah, blah. So left him in. He gets a hit. That starts off that whole thing. I mean, Higgy goes. And that's the other part with managers hitting buttons. You know, managers can hit all the buttons they want. The players still got to do it. And when Higgy goes 2-for-4 with a home run, pretty, you know, easy. That button looks pretty good.
Pretty easy.
And same with Clint Frazier, also hitting a home run. So the buttons, the flips are switched. Pretty exciting. From the Tampa Bay side, I think the only thing that if this was talking Rays, we didn't think Snell would get a shot a third time through the rotation, through the batting order. They had Diego Castillo up in the bullpen, and they let Snell ride it out. Higgy clips him, which, hey, they were going to give Higgy that at bat anyways.
They were going to give Snell Higgy.
Yeah.
Because it's the ninth order backup catcher.
But then they leave him in and Judge clips him, which, hey, you know.
Tie game at that point.
Tie game. Snell does have really good numbers against Judge, but, I mean, at a certain point, it's Snell and Judge, and you have Diego Castillo up. They never go to him. Yanks take the lead. And then from there, I mean, the Rays kind of manage the game differently. Like, Oliver Drake's a guy for them, but he's not one of their dudes. You know, they had Anderson and Diego.
Are their two big guys right now, I think. Pagan. Those are their three when they're winning.
Pagan's gone. The guy I don't like his eyes, Fairbanks.
Oh, Pagan. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, the Rays manage that whole game differently, and, hey, it kind of goes overlooked because it goes back into the same boat, but Chad Green and Zach Britton do their job. Chad Green gets a little help at a liner hit right at Glaber, which
that's right. I'll miss a couple calls game. For Chad, yeah. So whatever.
Britton does Britton stuff. He can be as scary as it gets. He can be as dominant as it gets. It's kind of the world we live in. And then we get to sit Chappie because the offense goes nuts in the ninth off of Curtis. Hicks hits a single that's above his head. And then Stanton hits the grand slam. That's kind of the exclamation point. Like, yeah, the big bad Yankees are here.
Yeah. You ready to get to some awards?
Yeah, let's do it.
Before we get to awards, Jake, I got to tell you a little bit about DraftKings.
Wish you would.
Wake. Week 4 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week 5. There's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 5, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds and boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. Don't worry if football isn't for you. DraftKings is giving all you basketball fans a 2,000% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code JOMBO when you sign up and get $1,000. That's code JOMBO to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
They
tried to trick me up with a new warning at the end.
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
Some trickery. BBD, who goes first when we are about to give out the
Yankees.
Pride of the Yankees.
Yeah.
Jake's first today.
Wow.
Pride of the Yankees is the award that we're giving out.
Pride.
I'm between two guys. Make your jokes. You're all hilarious. Bunch of teenagers.
Your dream.
My pride of the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Okay, cool.
He ended this game.
Yeah, he did. I was just doing an impression of our friend Ken.
It's cool. He hits a grand slam, dead center field. He was trying to hit a grand slam, and he did it. He missed his first two swings. That he was clearly trying to hit a big home run, and then he does it. Again, John Curtis had a very impressive year. He's not one of the main horses out of their pen, but had like a 180 RA. Stanton gets him. It ends the game. They don't have to use Chapman. I hope that matters. More importantly, Jim, than his four RBIs to end the game, I mentioned that every Yankee starter had a hit. That was Giancarlo's one hit.
Yeah.
So if Giancarlo doesn't hit that, it's a 5-3 game. We use Chapman. And we're sitting here saying, oh, man, Giancarlo, only Yankee not to get a hit today. What's going on? Instead, he feels like the king of San Diego, having his Team USA home run there. And I think his stats in that ballpark now, even from his time in the National League, are really good. So that's something you could get behind if you want to. So I think there's a couple options. I think one other guy really jumped out to me, but I'm giving it to Stan. He ends the game. Can no question marks around him. I mean, him and Judge keep homering. Whatever. Giancarlo.
Stan has a homer in all three postseason games with seven RBIs.
Something stupid. Something dumb.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
That grand slam was nice.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to come up with a term for that where you're like, it's like a sit down closer.
Yeah.
Like you rest the closer.
Yeah.
And it was only one run.
It's the Sessa.
I always try to think of like what are the Stan haters going to say?
Yeah.
And they always try to say garbage time home run. It was ninth inning.
Does he have two game enders? Was his other one a game ender?
The two RBI.
Or it was just late. He had the late one that we were like, I hope that sparks him.
That made it
and
like
then he got one the next
11.
Day that was just or, made it 1-4. So
yeah, yeah.
Okay. That first one was kind of tack on.
Yeah, yeah. That was bonus. That yes, was hope it sparks him, and it has.
And it has.
Hit sparked. A home run in every game. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Analytics.
Okay, nice pride. I like how mean he looks.
Yeah.
He looks so mean. I don't know. Like, if we ever get to interview with Stan, we should start writing all these questions because I'm going to remember.
Sure.
I'm going to forget, I mean.
Yeah.
But, like, I want to say, like, hey, do you know, are you looking mean on purpose?
Yeah.
Or do you, is that natural?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, is it intimidation knowingly?
Right.
Or is it just natural focus?
Attitude.
Because it might just be natural focus.
Is that how you play? Yeah.
Sometimes they show him looking around, like yeah. like scouting where the outfield's playing, and he just looks so menacing.
Yeah.
Smoldering intensity. It's crazy. All right, good pride, Jake.
Thank you. Who's your pride, James?
My pride of the Yankees.
Pride of the Yankees.
Pride okay. of the Yankees.
Pride of the Yankees.
Yeah. Just felt like playing it again.
Yeah.
Some fun.
Trust it.
Some fun. Kyle Higashioka.
Yeah, that was the other one I was between.
Kyle Higashioka, Higgy, as yeah. you know, gets the home run. Yeah. Huge home run at the time. Tied the game.
Huge home
run. Off Blake Snell.
Yeah.
And we said it, like, oh, they'll probably give Blake Snell Higgy and then go batter to batter or take him out after Higgy and bring in Castillo. Higgy homers off Snell. So plan kind of ruined.
And we were also going kind of... I was going crazy videoed game discussion where, like, the Yankees went down a run. Do you try to maybe even jump Snell with Gary? Like, do you bring Gary in? You scare Snell. You know, you kind of force the Rays to make a play. Instead, Higgy just said, nah, screw that.
Yeah, just homer.
I'm good.
Higgy.
No thanks.
Is the best.
Yeah.
They started him for his glove. And at that point, it wasn't the best Cole start.
No.
And it was like, well, what the fuck? Because now if we're down a run and Cole didn't even shove and it wasn't looking like he was going to go 7-8 innings like you really want out of him, well, this sucks. But Higgy says, no, it's okay. I know Cole didn't have the best start. I'll just pick him up with my bat.
Yeah.
And he homers. But that's not even the biggest play. He gets a single later on. That's not even the bigger play. Base is loaded in a jam. Cole throws a curveball. Higgy was expecting a fastball. Big time comical cross up. Like anyone that has never watched baseball before
right.
would What's watch that and be like, whoa, something went wrong there.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Something went wrong there. He opened his glove up fully and then had a swan dive down and react and catch the curveball. I mean, if that gets through, that's a run easily. Yeah. Runner on third. And would it have been a walk? No. It was like a 2-2
no,
pitch.
No, I mean, it was earlier in the count. It should have went to 0-2, but I think it went to 1-1 because the ump missed it.
Okay, yeah. The ump missed it. That's a game-saving or game-changing play.
Yeah.
Game-changing play. And Michael Kay, or no, was it Michael Kay? Someone on the Yes postgame like brought this up, and I forgot. That it kind of ties in. The Yankees let Romine walk.
Yeah.
And said, yeah, we'll take Higgy. We like this guy's stuff. And he hasn't really proved it with the bat. But because Cole likes catching him because he's such a good receiver, now he's getting the chance to hit against Snell. He takes Snell deep in a playoff game. I mean,
yeah, man. I mean, he and we, not as a flex, because they do say this on the broadcast a lot, but the Yankees organization likes Higgy a lot. The guys and scouts and people that we've been lucky enough to talk to within the Yankees have told us, you know, they love Higgy. The pitch framing, all of it. They also really like his power, and he's been showing it. He had a 3-homer game this year that was part of starting this whole conversation. Gary's lack of bat, but also Higgy doing good things, and then leading Cole down this train of kind of dominance. And he didn't have it tonight, but they still get through. And, you know, I don't know how much you give to Higgy, how much you give to Cole, whatever. Umpire wasn't being great to us tonight, and that's fine. They got through that. And, yeah, Jim, a phrase we use on here a lot is TFA, things fall apart. If you walk G-Man Choi to load the bases and then you have a cross-up pass ball to tie the game, you're setting yourself up for disaster.
Yeah, it's a bad time.
So he makes that kind of miracle grab. Hell of a play by Higgy. And, yeah, I mean, he's, you know, Gary gives him a hug. They're having a good time. And when we first had the personal catcher conversation, and obviously, you know, Gary has incredible numbers off Snell. It would have been really nice to have Gary in the lineup today. Higgy puts all of that away. And it's kind of funny, I think, I forget which one of us said it, but it was like, hey, we signed Cole to like a 9-year deal. Like, you know, Higgy can't be his personal catcher. Well, you know, he could hang around for a couple years. You know, we still have him under team control, so Higgy might find a nice little niche for himself on this team. And good for Higgy, man. I mean, 2-for-4. Homer.
Mm-hmm.
Walk? Did he have a walk in there? Late? Oh, he's bullying the rookie. That was kind of not cool, Higgy.
Yeah, not cool.
Kind of be cool about it for once.
All right, Jake.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Oh.
Now, time for...
No.
You Yankee motherfucker.
I just went through the game log. It's very hard.
No.
It's very hard. It's near impossible.
This is dumb. Yankee MF-er. Like Voit's foot. You know, Sessa walked a guy. I mean, I'll give it to Glaber just because he had that throw early that pulled Voit off the bag. And again, talk about TFA. If that goes slightly differently, that could change the whole course of the game. It's really dumb. Don't agree with giving out MFers and playoff wins. Glaber Torres.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you.
I'm going to refrain.
I mean, that's not... No, you yourself. Admitted yourself.
You refrained last time. So I'm refraining.
Wish I refrained.
You gave it to Glaber.
I forgot refraining was an option.
It was mean of you.
Yeah.
Glaber's in the mode now where every ball to him, I hold my breath when he throws it. And I don't like that. I don't like that. Routine plays shouldn't be like, come on, just throw it. Just get it there, Glaber. Just get it there, Glaber. And they are. They very much are.
I have him in kind of... I have him in confidence mode. Like, after that play and the fact that it got called out, I exhaled and I was like, okay, balls to Glaber, I believe. If that went awry, I would have been edge of my seat all game.
I
think he's
saw
very much
some people on Twitter that I usually trust in their opinion saying that double play could have been turned.
Which one?
But I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No. I think if there's anything, it was the play where Gio was going nut job and Glaber backhands one. I think he stopped it. I think a lot of shortstops probably make that play.
I think a lot of shortstops make a lot of plays he doesn't make, but whatever.
It was very much a hot shot. And you know what? He caught the most important one, the line drive off of Chad Green that I think was the hardest hit ball of the game. I think it was 115 off the twig. Yeah. It was right at him, but still, he caught it. That's all that matters.
The only other person that I kind of would maybe give it to is Cole.
Yeah, and that's it.
Because, like, just the fact that it was Choi.
Stakes.
But I'm not mad at Cole. It's a good start. Abe, it's not a great start.
I enjoy them.
It's a quality start. Six innings, pitch, 3 runs. But, like, Choi, dude, what's going on, Cole?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Pitch around him. And the first home run bothered me as well because it's a 2-0 fastball right down the middle. And it's the only knock I have on Cole. And it's just like, dude, you can't, like, you don't have that in your arsenal.
And he goes back-to-back curveballs to get to 2-0. So it's like, okay. Look, 2-0 fastball, or Rosnarena did.
And he puts it right
and
down the middle.
And I think that guy's a star. Like, we need to start treating that guy like a star. What he did in the regular season and what he's currently doing in the playoffs, treat a Rosnarena like a star. I know he's new. I know, you know, we kind of have this Rays thing where we look at these guys and you don't. He deserves it.
Oh, my God. We have a Higgy interview. It's 15 seconds.
Line it up for Daddy.
Need to listen to this, right? They're almost must listen.
You know, we've got a job to do. It doesn't matter who it's against or, you know, who we're playing, if we like them or not. We got a job to do, so it doesn't end till the World Series. That's it, plain and simple.
It's good.
Perfect.
He nailed it.
Agree.
Let me see if there's any other Yankees.
Someone mentioned it in the chat as well. They were saying Glaber should maybe get an MF-er for that late steal, which
wow,
we
that
both
was
enjoyed
awesome.
A lot. Yeah, no, I think it. I think that was fun. Welcome to the league, rookie. The Rays. If you didn't, that was that guy's first debut, MLB debut. Glaber steals first pitch on him, up six, and I think I heard people were saying that Pedro Martinez in the post game was giving him guff for doing that. I liked it. I think it very much sent a message that, like, this series isn't friendly, and that's okay.
Yeah. They threw up and that's in okay. twice.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. And, again, it very much turns into, oh, up and in, you're stealing. Like, it turns very finger-pointy, but I like it. We're here.
I agree with Dante.
We're going to step on your throats.
Anyone who has a problem with that. Steel can eat bugs, says Dante. I agree. Now, I was going through the Yankees postgame videos, Yankees videos Twitter account. We got some weird questions here, like three weird ones in a row. They're very quick hitters.
Okay.
Aaron, as a former third baseman, what do you think of the postseason Gio's having, that throw he made from the seat of his pants there?
He's so good. He's so good over there. It's just kind of there are probably three really good plays he made tonight. And he's a lot of fun to watch play the position and a lot of fun to watch play the game the way he plays it with kind of this joy that's infectious.
Could you have made that play?
That was the question I thought it was.
I could have. It doesn't mean I would have.
Perfect.
Then we have someone asked Garrett Cole, like, date advice?
Yeah, he was just showing off that one.
No, not that one. That's him on Gio.
Be yourself. Be yourself.
Okay. And then Clint said,
with Snell, he's a guy that likes to throw up in the zone a lot, and his fastball plays up. So I was going into that at bat anticipating him to try to go to that pitch up in the zone, and I kind of had my sights set right there. But it's not often you hit that pitch because it's so difficult. It's a tough one to hit, and it's probably the first one in my career I've ever done like that, and it came at a big time, and I was really excited, and I'm still excited right now, and I can't wait to go out and see my girlfriend and give her a hug.
Nice.
That was advice for Davey, not a date. says the chat.
Well, then they got the caption wrong because they captioned, "I'm really nervous about my date tomorrow. Any advice?" Oh, they just made a fake caption. If you make a fake caption, yeah, you can't do quotes like all your other real captions.
Right.
That's just a little lesson there, although I do that.
Get Scott.
All right, good stuff by Cole.
We don't do regular old awards, do we?
No, we've been saving those, but I have something to say.
Okay.
Like forgotten man, three-hole Hicks with three hits.
So I was going to start chewing it off. Hey, you got to go back before that. First at bat of the game, LeMahieu, 9-pitch single. Set the tone.
Set the tone.
Pretty nuts. And then, hey, Judge ends up hitting a tapper. LeMahieu to third. Hicks, first pitch, sack fly. You're on the board. Huge. Hicks, huge game. Huge game. Three hits.
Three for four.
Caught a couple floaty nice balls in center field. That one between him and Guardy.
What's his on base percentage now? 3 for 4 with a sack fly.
Invincible.
And he had 3 walks and a hit in the first series. So that's 4 times.
Hicks is Hickson. Again, think about if we did question marks coming into the playoffs. It's like Hicks really breaking up the big guys. He's been great.
Yeah.
And even during the year, his defense was a little meh. He's catching the ball, making his plays. I'll take that. Luke Voit, what was his hit?
He ripped a double
off of Snell.
I think that knocked Snell out, right?
I believe so. Gio Urshela, 2 for 5. That one inning we heard Garrett talk about briefly. I mean, just a huge flex.
He's the best, and I love him.
It's an inning changer. I mean, if one of those two plays goes awry, which it could have, you know, there's 2 runners on base in a playoff game, and you're asking for disaster.
He's the best.
Clint caught a fly ball before his home run.
That made him hit
the home run.
Yep, he needed the confidence. I have some for you. You saw the clip of Gardner reacting to the Stanton Grand Slam, where he's kind of like pissed off, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know why? I've deducted it.
Okay.
Kiermaier scaled the wall like he was about to catch it. Mm. And I think Gardner was like, dude, shut the fuck up with your eyewash, Kiermaier. Because you can see his reaction like, what was he doing? I want to go look again.
I think I like what you're going for. I'm going to go more positive Yankee spin that Guardy's like, oh, I got to out-homer this monster now.
Oh,
I got to swing the stick.
I think it's very much center fielder. He's
going to challenge me as the power guy on this team, the Stanton dude. Here. Get out of here.
Here. So, at the beginning, is it kind of like, what the fuck are you doing? And then he's just like upset.
It was really blazed.
Yeah, it's a weird shot. Gardner came in as a defensive replacement. Wade came in as a defensive replacement. Still, every Yankee got on base today.
Yeah.
So there's 11 of them.
Yeah. And this is.
And they all got on base.
This game was the formula. And, you know, we talk about it a lot when it doesn't work, and we're like, oh, you know, these Yankees, they make their damn plans and they stick to it, and sometimes that's not always right. This was right. They got their defensive guys in. They got the good bullpen. They bloated out late. You know, huge.
Huge. All right. We got Davey in game 2, which was a surprise to everyone. It makes sense a little bit when you realize that, you know, in a traditional 5-game series with off days and travel days, whoever pitches game 2 can also pitch game 5. Garrett Cole did that for the Astros last year. He pitched game 2, he pitched game 5. So Tanaka, it would be Tanaka on short rest game 2, and he wouldn't be able to pitch again in the series anyway. Or you can move Tanaka on extra rest in game 3, which is the clincher or the pivotal 1-1 tie-breaking game. So the fact that the Yankees won game 1 makes this move a lot more digestible and fun for me, and yes. I like it. I understood it anyway. I'm expecting that the Yankees are saying, hey, if Davey can only give us one time through the order, that's fine. We'll go to Hap or Monty for a little bit and piece it till we get to Chad for two, Britton, and then Chapman, or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
But if they can ride Davey, the Rays also hit lefties pretty well, and they've never seen Davey before. And I think those are also coming into play here. But, dude, the TBS guys said on air to national audience, like, yeah, this shows the trust they don't have in Tanaka. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
How are you paid to talk about baseball to a national audience?
Yeah. No, they get the extra day for Tank, who his last couple starts hasn't been good Tanaka. So they get him that. Yeah, it's so much easier with the fact we won. I would be, you know, I'm one of the biggest Davey people out there. If he was going into the series 0-1, that's almost an unfair ask. Excited for him. You know, I believe he's a special dude, and if there's a time to go out and be special, go do it against the Rays, who have not seen him. I am skeptical on the Hap part of it. People are talking about the piggyback with Hap. I think with the fact that you won today, you know, if you want to do Davey Monty funny business, I can kind of be talked into it, although I believe in Davey. You save Gaff Hap for game four for me. It's because Hap has been good, and he's a veteran. So you can kind of have that one in the chamber. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's going to be exciting. You know, going to be rooting blindly and going nuts for five. What is it? I think it's listed 5-9 versus listed 6-8 tomorrow. Davey versus Glasnow. So. A good small-tall battle.
Love a good small-tall battle.
Every day of my life.
I mean, that is whenever someone asks me why I love baseball so much, I always use the line that two guys can share the same mound doing the same job, and one can be 5'9 and fat, and one can be 6'6 and skinny as shit. Mm. And they can both be chucking 95-mile-per-hour fastballs. It's a crazy sport.
It truly is.
Yeah. All right. That ends this one. Thank you guys very much. We'll be back tomorrow, guys. I mean, we're basically, did I miss anything?
No.
Oh, you made a quizzical face.
Flirting with the camera.
Oh. We're live all the time. If you enjoy all of baseball, check out the Talking Baseball recaps and the Talking Baseball post games. If you just like the Yankees, check out the Talking Yankees post pregame show tomorrow. It'll be whenever they drop lineups. I'm guessing it'll be right around 5:30, 5:45 again. And then if you're watching at home, if you don't got anyone sitting next to you on your couch and you want to join in on some weird and fun times, the YouTube live watch-alongs that we've been doing have been, like, a blast. So it's the chat's been fun. So you can do that. And then if you're a patron, you can always join us live right after the game and hang out with us for a little bit. Otherwise, we will be posting everything how you normally listen to it on the podcast apps after games. Appreciate you. As always, Yanks are in a good spot. They're in a better spot than the Rays. Glasnow tomorrow is a big, big, big task and a tough one. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.